While recently in Dublin, Emma McCarthy spoke to François David Fresky, youth officer for the 50th International Eucharistic Congress to take place from June the 10th to the 17th in Dublin, Ireland. He told her all about a project which is designed especially for young people, while in communion obviously with the general programme. And as Emma is about to tell us, goes by the theme, Go, Be Church with Christ and One Another. But let's listen to her interview.
You are the Youth Development Officer, the Youth Programme Officer for the IEC 2012, which is going to introduce a novelty to the International Eucharistic Congress programmes. Your job is to introduce this novelty. It's going to be a specific project aimed at young people to get them motivated and encouraged. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure, it's the first time that an International Eucharistic Congress organizes a specific program for young people. There are International Eucharistic Congress every 4 years somewhere in the world, and it's really the first time there is a specific project for young people. So the Congress is really a journey which is proposed to young people. It's a very big week, a big gathering. A Congress is first a gathering, which is very important, but there is also a whole journey of faith and life which is proposed to them. So before the Congress and after it, there is a youth program which is proposed to gather in their parish, to gather in their youth movement and so on, and a guide to follow in order to get prepared to the Congress. And so, of course, this preparation program is focused on the preparation to the Congress, the main week, which is the biggest part, which is the Congress itself. And during this big gathering, where we expect 25,000 people a day and 80,000 for the last day in Croke Park, there will be a specific space dedicated to young people. So the main target group is the 17 to 25 years of age. But of course, there won't be any guard in the entrance to check the passport. So if you have younger or older people who would like to come to, they are welcome. Also, I would say if they are too young or too old, the program wouldn't be focused on them. So, and it's also important that the young people must be accompanied with the parents for the reasons of young people under 17 for the child protection laws in Ireland.
So you have a specific program for young people during that week of the Congress, which obviously will have specifically geared talks, workshops. You've been given a very difficult job, though, because we can't deny the fact that in recent years, the church in Ireland, and particularly the church in Dublin, is seeing the consequences of increased secularisation, also the reaction of scandal of sex abuse that has swept the church. And as a result, youth participation in the church in Ireland, particularly in big cities like Dublin, is very small. Your job is very difficult.
Well, I think your people will be present if they realize that's really an event which can take an important place in their life, and they won't be the same after the Congress than they were before. I'd say the church calls them together, like they called old Christians together for this Congress. And behind the church, we believe that Jesus Christ and through His Holy Spirit want to tell them, I have something that I want for you. I have a project of love for you. And the fact for them to come to the Congress would help them to really live a specific, a strong, a joyful, and an intense experience that they will never forget. And so that's true, in order to support this experience. But we have a full program. A full program is interactive catechesis, with workshops, with dramas, with little sharing groups, with testimonies, with specific prayer, like a Thésée prayer in the presence of Brother Alois from Thésée and a few other brothers from Thésée. We'll have also a specific reconciliation night with adoration and so on. So, and we'll have concerts. We'll have a little skills party where young people from different countries from the world will be able to come on the stage and to do a dance or sketch from the drama from their own country. So we'll have many things. And that is really necessary, and that shows really the will of the Congress to target specifically young people and to tell them, you are a part of the church and your role in the church is really important. But I'd say the most important is the work that Jesus wants to make in the heart. All of that is only there to support that. And it's what's beautiful in the project, because it's the only part that we cannot master, but in the same time, that's the most important one.
But another important aspect perhaps is for young Irish people to realise they're not alone in struggling through life and they're not alone in struggling with their faith. And this is why the participation of other young people from other countries is so vitally important. You spoke about bringing a little of the World Youth Day enthusiasm to the International Eucharistic Congress, as we can't hope to bring all of it. I mean, it's a global, massive gathering, but just a little. How would you encourage the young people from French-speaking countries to come and help Irish young people on their way?
Well, it wouldn't be only French-speaking young people who'd have to encourage Irish people, but the opposite as well. I think the church is really a universal adventure. People gathering from every country, it's something amazing. For those who already had the experience of the World Youth Days or European TESE meetings or any other big, or European or from other continent as well, TESE meetings. People who have this experience of big gatherings with many languages, we have several official languages for the Congress, with many countries, with many continents involved, they know that it's something that cannot be replaced by anything else. It's really a unique experience. And it's very important. We have the Cardinal in Belgium, who's just retired as a previous Archbishop, said that a Christian alone is a Christian in danger. And that's very important, this aspect of gathering. A Congress first is a gathering. And the fact that it's gathering, it's not only for Irish people, but for people from every country in the world, even if we won't have all the countries, but we'll have quite a lot. That's something really important, because it's like that we can really make church, it's like that we can really be church, and like the title of our program for young people during the Congress says, go and be church with Christ as one another. And here we have an occasion, an opportunity to live that in an international way.
And our thanks there go to François-David Fresky, Youth Officer, for the 50th forthcoming International Eucharistic Congress, which will take place in Dublin next June. Thanks too to Eamon McCarthy for this interview with him.